as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Aloha and welcome, healers, to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis, and I'm accompanied by my 18-year-old daughter, amazing daughter, Sierra Breeze Artis. And we are so thankful for you listening today. Remember to tell all your freedom friends they can join us live on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and via recorded podcast at AmericaOutLoud.com. Also on the iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora networks. Just download the America Out Loud phone app for Apple, Android, or Alexa, whatever you need to listen at your leisure. Looking for Healing Radio is sponsored today by GlobalHealing.com, simply the finest, most potent, most effective natural medicines in the world today. Feel the difference integrity and love for medicine making can make for you. Go to GlobalHealing.com and enter the promo code OUTLOUD to discover the medicine God intended for us all. Get incredible deals and find Global Healing and all their wonderful AOL sponsors at AmericaOutLoud.shop. Using the discount code OUTLOUD, you'll get additional discounts. And at Global Healing, I'm going to recommend you go do the liver detoxing cleanse, the 28-day program. Go there and download it. Most people, if you've been listening to anything we say at the Healing for the Ages group, Dr. Ed group continues to report and show scientific studies that only Americans' livers are functioning at about 15%. After one 28-day liver cleanse, it'll increase by another 15% up to 30. You do three of those in a row, you'll be up at close to 60% function. Once you're at 75%, you won't have any more symptoms of disease. So go to globalhealing.com, use a discount code out loud, and go buy his 28-day liver cleanse. All right, we're very excited. I've got Sierra in studio. How excited are you, Sierra, to be here?
Excited, actually.
I'm super pumped. All right, so I asked Sierra to join me today for this episode of Looking for Healing Radio. I go to many, many conferences and do lots of speaking. And I've had other speakers at these events who will hand me their books, share their books that they're promoting, with whatever research they've conducted. And there is a lady named Anne Gillies, Anne E. Gillies, G-I-L-L-I-E-S. Sorry if I mispronounce her name. But she wrote a book called The Ultimate Deception, The Truth of Gender Affirming Care is the name of the book. Now, she gave me this book, and I was intrigued, number one, because on the cover of the book is a huge snake. And, of course, I'm called the snake venom guy worldwide right now, so anything I see with a snake, I'm usually wanting to look at. But this discussion of transgender surgical reassignment procedures and hormone replacement reassignments is a topic I don't really study a whole lot. So I'd actually wanted the book, though, about a year ago. I got it at this event I was at. I asked Sierra the other day if she'd be interested in reading that book and then coming on the show and helping me understand what is it about transgender reassignment that this author has researched. She's got a PhD that she has been researching for years. What did she possibly learn and what did she put into this book? So Sierra has read the entire book cover to cover. She's read every word. She's made a lot of notes. She's got post-it notes all throughout the book. She's made notes in a notebook, and I'm excited to learn from her. Now, this is not a typical topic that Sierra or I ever talk about, right? All right. How many times have you ever heard me talk about transgender stuff ever?
We've actually never talked about it or had a conversation about it.
Yeah, we've never talked about it. So I'm excited to actually find out what did this author and researcher and doctor, what did she learn about transgender surgery, transgender, I guess the movement. I have no idea. We're about to learn.
Yeah.
All right. So Sierra, did you in fact read this book cover to cover?
I did. Yes.
Good. How long did it take you?
A few days.
Okay. Were you disturbed by anything in this book?
I would say it was more of like an informative type of book. I wasn't really disturbed because it's what I see in the, it's like a normal thing, I guess.
Like normal in life to see it?
Yes.
Okay.
To hear about it, listen about it, and just see it in the public, because that's what is transgender and LGBTQ plus is what is normalized in everyday society right now.
Yep. Yeah. Now I'm older than 18, so transgender, I never even heard the term, I don't think, until like 10 years ago or maybe 5 years ago. But now for anybody who's a teenager right now, this would appear to be something very normal that a lot of society and social media and movies talk about, social media talks about. So I could see how this would be very normal for you because you see it a lot, but it absolutely is not a normal thing. So the idea of someone being born a certain gender and then wanting to change their thing is not a normal thing. This is not customary for generations of time here in America. That is not something normal that we have dealt with, had to consider or strive to achieve transgender reassignment type procedures.
And something that was stated in the book is that like people that were aged from 6 to 17 diagnosed with gender dysphoria increased by 70% between the year 2020 and 2021. In the U.S.
Hold up. Read that stat again. That's insane. So between 20 and 2021, that 1 year.
That 1 year, gender dysphoria increased by 70% amongst kids aged 16 to 17.
Oh,
70%.
Holy crap. Well, what happened in 2020? They got so many people convinced they should do this in 1 year.
The whole world locked down. Everybody was secluded from everybody. Could it go anywhere? Could it do anything? Could it talk to people face to face?
Do you know when this book was written? I want to know what the copyright is here. Let me see the book. Hand me the book. All right. So in the first couple of pages of every book is a copyright, and it will tell you what year it was printed. All right. This was actually printed.
In 2023.
All right. So this is last year. This is very new. I didn't know there'd be any statistics in here from 2020 to 2021. I didn't know when that book was written. All right, good. So this is written in 2023. This is really current. That was only like 3 months ago. All right. So let's dive in. She's got a whole bunch of notes, and I really do want to turn this over to you, and then I will interject with questions, comments, but we're just going to have an organic conversation. We got 10 minutes left in this segment. I'm so excited to learn. The book is titled The Ultimate Deception, The Truth of Gender-Affirming Care by Anne E., last name G-I-L-L-I-E-S, Ph.D.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
So, first off, I'm going to turn to a page real quick because it talks about like what affirming even means.
Please do, because I'd like to know. Gender affirming.
Okay, so it says affirmation of gender ideology means that one must agree with and state as a fact as child's asserterations that they were born in the wrong body and have discovered that they are suddenly the opposite sex. Affirmation means the unquestioning acceptance of a child's chosen gender identity, whether it be the opposite sex, a combination of male and female, neither male nor female, or one of the multitudes of other possibilities presented to children by the media, online, and at school. So before we go into anything, that is what affirmation means.
Okay, so summarize that. You read it, and I understand it, but I want you to just summarize what this means. So gender affirming means a child has the right to what?
Choose their sex.
Declare what their sex is going to be, regardless of what they were born as.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And this affirming care is like, especially in like adults and parents, really, like if your kid is coming to you confused about who they are because they're not figuring, like they don't know, they're having troubles figuring out who they are, what their purpose is. And then some parents or adults are telling them that, oh yeah, you're in the wrong body. You're in the wrong body. And that's what.
How many bodies do we have an option to take on? I thought we just had our own, whatever we were born with. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how do you feel about this idea of even defining that children have the right to declare their own gender at any age? I mean, you have been a teenager. I'm just going to ask you a question. Did you ever have any confusing moments where you thought you were trying to identify yourself in any way, either as an athlete, a trainer, a speaker, a reader, a writer, a social media personality? Did you come up with, did you have any issues with identity as a teenager? Am I popular? Am I not popular? What is like?
You're going to as a kid. You're going to have, no matter the age you are at, like, because I'm still in my pre-maturity, you know, I'm not to my full maturity yet. And I still have questions about, you know, what am I going to be? Like, I'm not in college because I don't know what I want to do in the future.
How many people do you know go to college and still don't know what they want to do and change their majors? Like 90% of everybody? Okay.
Look, you can't even get a tattoo in the U.S. until you're 18. So why can you choose who you're going to be? Like, your gender, your biology, how are you going to choose to change that?
Hold up. I didn't even know that was true. Is that true? Okay, now I don't have any tattoos, but the rule is 18 in the United States.
Yeah, and with some states, 17 if you go with an adult.
All right, now tattoos are not surgically removing any body parts or changing your gender or changing your ability to make hormones and now having to take prescription drugs for the rest of your life. I did not know
But
this.
it's a permanent thing, so they want you to make sure that you're old enough to make that decision. But changing your
Surgery is
sex,
way more permanent.
surgeries and hormones, you can choose your gender before that age.
Sierra, I had no idea. Okay, did you read that in that book?
Yes.
Okay, the tattoo thing?
Oh no, I made that up.
You made that up? Oh my
Yes.
gosh. See, this is what happens when an individual has common sense. Doesn't make sense that a child younger than 18 in America can choose to have inked tattoo put in their skin, but a child, do they even relate the ages in this book?
Yeah.
What's the ages
Like
of
in the
children that can determine or affirm a gender?
Oh, it
Any age? Yeah, that's ridiculous. Okay. I find that ridiculous. Well, if you're going to let kids decide to cut off their genitals or, I guess, surgically put on a genital, I don't know.
Yeah, and did
Why are you not approving tattoos for these kids?
you know that transgender was first introduced as a mental disorder?
When?
It was introduced in a diagnostic and statistical manual of mental disorders in 1980
Oh my
as a
goodness. I
mental
did not
disorder.
know that. All right, so what she just quoted is a diagnostic manual that all psychiatrists use to be able to diagnose people with a mental illness like schizophrenia, bipolarism, manic depression. Now you're telling me that mental illness was defined, a mental illness included
Transgender.
transgender affirming mindset. Okay, in 1980. Wow, 20 years later, 70% of all 16 to 17 year olds were, there was a 70% increase in
There's a
16 to 17 year olds
70% increase
considering transgender reassignment
in the worst in 2020.
in just 1 year. Okay.
That's what, when I read that and I was read the year 2020 to 2021, how is it not obvious? The world shut down. So many things happened in that period of time.
There's never been also more recorded suicide attempts by children than in the year 2020 and 2021 for children like younger than 10. Ohio Thomas Renz went before the state Senate and was testifying to the just ridiculous numbers of children, his children's age, that were committing suicide or thinking about committing suicide during the lockdowns. All right, let's keep going. All right, so we've already, I think we just do a mic drop for the radio show. I mean, if you can not get a tattoo unless you're older than 18, no one younger than 18 should ever be allowed to change their entire sex
Or choose.
or choose to be able to change it. Even if they decide as a children, then a child, then that they want to change their sex, wouldn't it make sense they have to wait till after they're 18? Because I know a lot of whole bunch of children who probably have parents with tattoos and they go, you know what? I want one of those. And if they're 14, they still can't get one. When they're 15, they still can't get it. But when they're 14, 12, 8, 4 years old, they can decide in their future they want a tattoo one day. Isn't that amazing? A tattoo parlor can't give your kid a tattoo
Tattoo.
without them being 18. But younger than 18, you can tell an MD you want to have your penis cut off or a penis put on my body and give me hormones to change my sex. This is just absurd to my. Okay.
Just
All
hormones.
right. Let's keep going. We got 4 minutes. I cannot believe it. This has already been amazing. So excited. Okay.
Yeah, okay, but before I get into anything, I just want to say I'm a firm believer of you can't just ex talk on something without relating to it. Like I can't right now sit here and proclaim how this is bad or that is bad without having an experience. You know, that's why I think that you asking me to read this was the perfect because in 2020 I was dealing with a lot of how do I explain it? Self-image, and I even came out to a lot of my friends, my sister even, as I was gay. I thought I was also extremely depressed in that moment. Bro, 2020, that's what, okay. Anyways, but then I started realizing once I came, like, I was never actually attracted to the opposite sex. I just had trauma built up, and I had people telling me, because gay was, has, I don't know how to explain it. You never heard, you trans, what is it?
Transgender.
Transgender was not a thing, really.
Now, when I was growing up,
And it hadn't been since the last decade. Now it's huge, and it's what you hear about in the media and everything. And I was getting so much affirmations from it that I was like, yeah, this is me. Like, that's it. Joined a church, realized it's not me. So I just want to put that out there just because I feel like you can't just talk on a subject without having relation to
I
it.
just want everybody to know, neither me or Sierra are ever going to judge anybody for whatever
Absolutely.
they do. But to understand the mindset of children, I have my own teenage daughter here who's 18, who many would consider a child still and still growing. She knows the mental anguish that can occur and the confusion in the moments where things that are being said by friends, by peers, and the social media, they pressure you to believe things that maybe aren't even true. And she found herself in 2020, even confused with her identity of who she was attracted to, and felt like for a while that she was attracted to the opposite sex, only to realize she wasn't. She has, in the last year or so, joined a church she absolutely loves. And like she just mentioned, she knows that she is not gay, but she was confused about that for a little while. And friends were encouraging her, celebrating her. It's okay if she was gay, blah, blah. And she didn't, and none of us cared. What was the reaction of your family when you told us this?
Y'all didn't care.
We didn't care. None of us cared. In fact, my boys were like, woo, I can't wait to have a gay sister. This is amazing. Blah, blah. Just so weird, just being dumb. But anyway, they were very supportive. Did you ever feel judged for it?
No.
Your family never made you feel judged for that. And we just knew it was probably a phase for you, and you grow out of it. And like I did with dogs when I was a kid, I loved dogs when I was a kid. Then one got killed by a drunk driver. And ever since then, I've never wanted to get close to a dog. Why? Because it sucked as a kid to find your dog killed and murdered by someone drunk and never even came and told you they killed your dog. That sucked. I hated it. So there are things in our lives and events in our lives that change our perceptions and who we are.
Absolutely.
All right. Sorry, we got one more minute. Let's dive into this. Is there a next point you'd like to get
no,
into?
No, I'm just saying, like, every kid is going to feel unhappy, going to feel lost in themselves. But that does not mean to push affirming care about their gender or, yeah, you're in a different body. Let's go get you hormones. Let's dress you. Let's cross dress you. That's when you need to sit down, conversate with them. Take them to a not like a, what's the word? I'm blanking.
Not blaming their emotional
That's
confusion on some identity issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I totally get it. Why don't you just listen to them and love them no matter what?
Exactly.
They'll get through it.
And have them talk through their issues, because I can guarantee you it's something deep down that's making them feel like they're in a different body or should be in a different body.
Absolutely. All right. So I'm going to wrap up this segment here and we're going to close this out. Remember, you can listen and learn from Dr. Artis, Nicola Burnett, Dr. H, Dr. Janice Schmidt, and sometimes my daughter, Sierra Artis, every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, and go to our show page on AmericaOutloud.com to submit a health question we can all answer on Fridays. All right. On Looking for Healing Radio, we're always here for you. Stay tuned after the break we have coming up. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio after these messages.
Lean, pure, with premium ingredients. Global Healing's pure plant protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with pure plant protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code Out Loud. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit healright.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
All right, healers, welcome back. Looking for Healing Radio is also sponsored by the Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing students just like you. The best way to be free is to be healthy. Learn how at www.energetichealthinstitute.org. Holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, art of cellular healing, and so much more. Join the EHI family, and let's make tomorrow amazing. Go to www.energetichealthinstitute.org. I would like to ask you, Sierra, what do you think about Dr. Henry Ely? And summarize how you feel about this guy, and what do you think he probably, as a leader, is for energetichealthinstitute.org's coaches and students?
I think Dr. Ely is an incredible person. I actually think that he's an incredible leader too. You see how he leads crowds when he's, you know, on stage talking.
He's fun. He's funny. He's goofy. He likes music. He loves Bob Marley. Yep, they're all very cool. All right, so that's Energetic Health Institute. Go there, and if you want to become a certified nutritionist, you can go there. I actually have an honorary certificate from Energetic Health Institute on my wall. Honorary holistic nutritionist. from Dr. Henry Ely. If you want one, you got to go to energetichealthinstitute.org. All right. I have Sierra, my 18-year-old daughter, here with me. We're discussing a book written by Annie Gillis or Gillis. It's titled The Ultimate Deception, The Truth of Gender-Affirming Care. Now, we did a little intro to some statistics on transgenderism over the last 10 years and how in 1 year, teenagers across America, there was a 70% increase in just 1 year, 2020 to 2021, in transgender reaffirmation, either vocally, in writing, or surgically for the 16 to 17-year-olds. That's just crazy. All right, so to kick off this 18-minute segment, I just pulled up an article in U.S. News. It's dated February 7th of 2024, which is just last month. And it's titled, Japan Court Approves a Transgender Man's Request for Legal Recognition Without Needing Surgery. The subtitle reads, a court in Western Japan has approved a transgender man's request to have his gender changed in official records without undergoing sterilization surgery. All right, so there's this man in Japan who goes to the government of Japan and says, I want my birth certificate. I want my driver's license. I want my credit cards. I want everything that has my name on it that has a suffix of Mr. or denotes me as a male. I want all those government documents now listed to say I'm a female, but I don't want to have the surgery. Interesting. All right, Sierra, how do you feel about that?
Other way around, but...
Wait, what?
If it says transgender man, it means that they're trying to become a man.
Well, this is why Sierra read the book and I didn't. Okay. All right. So it said, this person says, I quote, it's like I'm standing at the start line of my new life. He said during a televised news conference after Wednesday's ruling came out. I'm so excited. This person says, okay. So this is a guy who's claiming to be a guy who was born a female. So they define these individuals as a transgender man based on what they decide to affirm themselves to be. Okay. Correct. So this is a girl who wants to be recognized as a man. But did not have surgery.
Yeah.
Okay. And Japan awarded it. Okay.
They're changing all of their legal things to being a man.
Yeah. So I guess now you can just say who you want to be, a guy or girl, and you don't need to do the surgeries, which is actually way safer physically than actually doing the surgery.
You're still taking those hormone pills, puberty blockers.
It doesn't say anything about that so far in this article, but they at least haven't done the surgery. All right, well, we're going to dive more into this book, The Ultimate Deception. Okay, let's go through some of your notes, and then there's a cool story about a dude in the book that we're going to go through in the third segment of this radio show. All right, let's dive into some notes.
Most of my notes are honestly about, like, kids and how transgenderism really starts at a young age, because most of your trauma, most of the things that stick with you at a young age, or most of the things that stick with you happen at a young age. Any trauma that happens to you when you're a kid, like me, something that happened to me when I was 4 years old made me scared of the dark for years after that, but I didn't know that. I went to a doctor and, you know, I went to a chiropractor actually. But so things that can happen to you from the ages really of 0 to 8 is what affects you the most. So these kids in this book that are getting all this confusion in their mind, like, I don't know, like, who I am, like, I'm getting abused or traumatic events are happening to me. My parents split. I'm getting molested as a kid, like, really traumatic things that happen to you as a kid is going to affect how you think about yourself, how you view yourself in the future. And then you're going to get that affirming care that has been very normalized. And they're going to start realizing, oh, yeah, I'm in the wrong body, and thinking that they need a transition instead of getting actual help. And they're just going and taking all these hormones and puberty blockers and getting cross-sex surgeries, which is, by the way, not safe at all. Because this your gender identity problems that you're possibly having, it is not it's a crisis of the mind. It's not a crisis of your body. You don't need to go changing your body. Something that you need to work out with your mind, possibly.
So I just want to ask you, do you think it's okay that these kind of notions and suggestions of transgender ideals is okay to project to children 0 to 8 years old?
No.
Yeah, me either. There's actually an article online I saw as I was reading the previous one. But on Fox News, actually, there's an article titled New York School Gives Children Black Lives Matter Coloring Book That Promotes Trans Affirmation, is the report. And this is an activity book used by Brooklyn Elementary School for Black History Month is fueling criticism among parents. Now, this was actually just published last month, like 2 weeks ago, actually. So what they write here is that children in New York school were reportedly given a Black Lives Matter coloring book that promotes the far left group's various principles, including transgender affirmation. Do you think that this is something that should be given out to kids in elementary schools?
No.
No.
Because as kids who are like girls, little girls who are feeling more masculine and dress more masculine, they're going to be seeing this and being like, oh, maybe I was supposed to be a man. Maybe I'm supposed to be a man, or vice versa, which is not true. This is what I'm saying is like, I relate to this book so much, or relate to these problems so much. That's why I like talking about it. And that's why I like that you asked me to, because I was totally a tomboy and dressed like a dude my entire middle school, elementary school life. But, and I wasn't getting fed this. So kids that are getting fed this now are going to start thinking that being a different gender and changing their gender is correct and what is supposed to be done.
I don't know if you've ever seen this, but have you ever seen little children go into their parents' closet to want to dress like them? And they'll put on their mom's dress, their high heels, and it could be a boy or a girl. They're just dressing up like their parents because they see their parents getting dressed. They go and dress up like them. Little girls are going and wear their dad's suits, put on their dad's shoes, carry a briefcase around pretending to be them. This is kind of the problem I have with this. Kids just mimic what they see. And so in here it says, the book uses drawings and worksheets to promote the 13 tenets of the Black Lives Matter movement. Under titles like Queer Affirming, Transgender Affirming, and Restorative Justice, the Free Press reported. And the actual little booklet, coloring book, is called What We Believe. Crazy. All right. Well, I do not agree that we should be promoting these kind of ideals to little children either, just like I don't think we subject children to rated R movies for the same reason. Yeah. It'll traumatize them. So we don't do that. We don't show them
horror movies because then they'll be scared of the dark. And
exactly right. So this is no different in this concept, absolutely. Right? This context. We should actually wait until they are appropriate of age to look at this stuff. All right, very good. So while you're explaining that, I was like, oh my God, I just saw this article on Fox News that was just talking about this issue in New York City's elementary schools. All right, let's get this crap out of elementary schools.
Yeah, and there is actually, states in this book, there's no proof that any of these treatments, you know, hormones or surgeries are safe for kids. So the fact that parents are going and taking their kids, this is the thing, is like parents, people are projecting like, you need to be a good parent. You need to listen to your kids. Your kids need to listen to you. You don't need to go following your kid around like they're the leader. They don't know anything. They're a kid. Dad, you know more than me. I learn from you. You learn from me sometimes.
I'm going to ask you to read a book and then teach me.
But my job as your kid is to learn from you, not other way around. So that was my main issue with reading this whole book, was that every single one of these stats and everything that I see online and on social media is the kids getting told what to do by the kids.
I think we all understand as adults, those who are watching or listening to this radio show, that what children hear has an impact. What children see has an impact on their entire life, right? Children. So I want to read this to you, and you just tell me how you feel about this statement in this booklet in New York, Brooklyn's elementary schools. It says, under the book's section titled Transgender Affirming, instructs students to read the book. And when Aiden became a brother about a girl who transitions to a boy, and then answer questions on a worksheet like this, they actually ask you to answer these questions. Quote, how do you feel when someone tells you what you can or can't do based on your gender? According to the Free Press report. These are children in elementary school.
Is that a book?
Yeah, it's a coloring book. They're giving out to kids in elementary school.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's crazy.
This is crazy.
Feeding kids. This is what they're learning in school.
Yep, pretty ridiculous. All right, let's go and continue doing the notes. All right, so this is bad. They're doing it in schools. Y'all should know what your schools are giving your children to read, what they're teaching, what they're showing them. And you should be spending time with them and making sure that they can appreciate and love themselves for who they are. I think the world has done a great job of confusing people to not love yourself the way you are as you were born, no matter what it is. If you're born straight, boy, girl, doesn't matter. You should be something else. And it's okay if you choose to be something else.
Yeah.
You can change whatever you want. I just think that's a horrible idea. Why don't you just teach people to accept who you are?
And then these kids are growing up and doing all these surgeries and getting into their adulthood. And there's a study in Sweden that I found that, like, there's a higher risk of post-transition suicide in adults.
I've actually read this thing. So people who finally take the action to cut up their body, mutilate their body, stay on hormones, did they have the statistics for it? Do you remember? Yeah, it's very high. There's a very high percentage of these individuals who go through the transition who later commit suicide. And the hormone disruption and the body mutilation and all the massive amount of scarring that occurs from these surgeries is disgusting, yep. Actually.
And then they're put on antidepressants. And in every study that I have found, it's been 50 to 60% of people put on antidepressants improved. That means it lessened, but it did not cure. It'll always come back.
And do you know what the number one published side effect of all antidepressants is?
Suicide.
Suicide behavior.
Why would you take a pill that's going to, you know, supposedly cure your depression when the highest risk is suicide?
Do you know what its second highest risk is for antidepressants like Prozac, Zoloft and those?
I don't know.
Homicidal action. Going and killing people. In fact, I've done a whole show on it. You probably haven't seen it, but 2 years ago, I did a whole show on 52 years of recorded school shootings. 100% of all school shooters are on antidepressants. They are being prescribed a drug, and I showed the whole audiences that every single one of those drugs that they're on, when they go do these acts, have homicidal actions as a published side effect. They will actually cause you to want to go murder people.
And this isn't talked about in the media.
No, what do they blame it on? Gun control.
Yeah.
We got to educate people about guns and get guns out of the hands of people. No, you don't. You are all prescribing drugs that causes people to become violent and want to kill people and to kill themselves.
No. They...
And the four top prescriptions in the whole world prescribed to Americans, 1, 2, 3, and 4 in order of the most prescriptions in America, are all antidepressants. All drugs in America. The top four sold to Americans. Do you know which state in the United States has the most antidepressants prescribed to all citizens? Utah. Do you know what state in America has the highest rate of teenage suicides? Utah. Do you know what state has the highest amount of molestation and rape of children of their own families? Utah. What do they all have in common? Antidepressants. And man, it's really hard to live a perfect life in a cult. Okay. Yeah. All right. So you've opened up the book. Let's get into what it is we need to discuss.
Something that I pulled up. I don't want to write it down because it was a long thing.
That's great.
Basically, what she states in the book is, you know, we expect when we seek like medical assistance that we are prescribed medicine with benefits rather than harm us, and an institution and medical professionals will improve rather than diminish our health. If young people can be mistaken about their gender identity and regret their decision to transition, then the diagnostic approach of gender-affirming clinicians, which is based upon the premise that young people know who they are and adults should follow their lead, is clearly failing some patients. So you're expecting them to go get medical help, medical assistance, actually, for this gender confusion that you're having because you think it's going to, you know, not harm you. But it's doing the complete opposite. I don't understand.
How odd is it that children can go to a medical professional outside of their parents' wishes? Did you know in California, they're actually passing laws now that children as young as 8 can go and tell a medical doctor they want reaffirming surgery without their parents' permission, and they can do it. This is what they're looking for parents to vote on in California. Kids younger than 8 don't even need their parents' consent to do this.
So can they start drinking and getting tattoos too?
No, that's 21 exactly. Years old, 18 years exactly. Old. Isn't that crazy?
But you can mutilate your body for the rest, forever. You can't get that back.
Forever.
Forever. At the age of 8? I didn't even read that.
I will discuss my opinions at the end of the third part of this radio show. All right, we got about 2 more minutes. What other notes you got in there you'd like to do before we get to the dude in the book that I'm excited about?
Basically, it's just like there's very few studies of gender-affirming care, like gender-affirming that lead. How do I explain this? I don't know how to explain it.
Where did you get?
There are a few studies of gender-affirming care that lead to short-term improvement of like that lessen suicide than hormones and surgeries that have been shown to reduce
their anxiety and panicky and emotional state. So this is talking about seeking out medical care to reduce the depression and hormone imbalance they're creating from the treatments. Yes. So they are being treated with drugs to change all their hormones, to make them think and act more female or male, whatever they're transitioning to. And those hormone drugs are creating a massive upset emotionally for these people and often leads to depression, anxiety, suicidal behavior. So what they're saying is there's medical care drug to be prescribed to you, antidepressants that can help you manage the upset that's going to happen in your life. All right. Well, these kids are already demoralized and confused and depressed, and they're thinking they're going to make a change to their body to improve their outcome in their life and how they're seen. And they're still having to be drugged after that to even live through the depression and hormonal changes that occur in their bodies.
And this affirmation that they think that they're getting that's improving them, like affirming a child's often misguided sense of like self runs the risk of neglecting serious pre-existing mental health problems that we're just like ignoring.
Yeah. And I want to end the last 15 seconds here with this. In this article on Fox News, I just caught this. The parents were only aware of their child in the elementary school being given these coloring books, affirming and educating them on gender affirming concepts, values, whatever. And they state that this is a quote, the parent said, if it weren't for the snow, we wouldn't have even known the school gave it to them. The school was closed and all the kids had to go home and then function in online courses at home. All right, we're going to be right back after this commercial break with more Looking for Healing Radio.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
All right, healers, we're back. I'm with Sierra Artis, my 18-year-old girl, and we're going to continue diving into transgenderism, transgender affirmations or affirming. And the book is called The Ultimate Deception, The Truth of Gender Affirming Care by Annie Gillis, or Gillies, PhD. All right, so there is a story in the book about a dude. Nope.
It's actually not in the book.
Oh, it's not in the book.
Yeah.
All right. Something
that I've been studying on my own term.
Well, this is great. All right, so Sierra, tell me about this dude you've been studying about.
So at first, honestly, got introduced to him kind of by an episode that I was watching from Candace Owens. I'm sure you've heard of her.
I know Candace Owens. Yep. She's been speaking at events with me. Yep.
And yeah, and while I was reading this book, it just got me thinking about him specifically. His name is Walt Heyer or Heyer. I don't know. It's spelled Walt, H-E-Y-E-R is his name. And pretty much I think he's like a 74, 75-year-old guy. But he transitioned like midlife, and he transitioned to a female, and he was a female for 8 years. He did the surgeries, did the hormones. He did all of it for 8 years and then detransitioned and went out and told his story everywhere. And I thought it was very interesting.
Well, it sounds like a lot of surgery.
Yeah. And so I'm just going to quickly try to summarize his story pretty much. There's a little documentary. It's a 10-minute video on YouTube. It's called I Became Transgender, Here's Why I Regret It. It's basically, if you just look that up, you can see it. But I'll just summarize it. It's very interesting to me. And it basically goes over what this book is talking about. Great. So when he was 4 years old, he grew up in a house where, like, it wasn't like you were your own. You're a boy, you're a dude, your sister's a girl, you know. But whenever he would go to his grandmother's house. Like, one day his dad dropped him off at his grandmother's house, and she made dresses, like sewed dresses, made dresses. And him, as a curious little boy, he got very curious about what she was doing, about her work and everything. And she ended up making him a dress to, like, fit his body and everything. And he put it on, and she started affirming him, like, oh, you look so cute. You look so amazing in that dress. And he even states that he almost became addicted to the affirmations that he was getting from his grandma. And even one day he, like, decided to take it home with him, because he only kept it at his grandma's house. He decided to take it home because he was so addicted to the affirmations. When he would put it on, like, he would feel so cute in it and awesome in the dress. And then his mom and dad found it. His dad ended up beating him for it because he got so angry at the grandmother, but he couldn't take it out on the grit. So he just took out his anger on him. And then his perverted uncle also ended up molesting him because, you know, he found out that he, you know, was a little cross-dressed little boy, and that ended up molesting him, which is insane. So you can imagine that all that.
That is insane and awful and evil, in my opinion.
All the abuse and all the psychological abuse from the grandma, you know, ended up leading him to gender dysphoria and everything. And he ended up taking hormones and surgeries. And because he went to this gender specialist who identified him with gender dysphoria.
Or diagnosed him with it.
Yeah. And told him that he needed those hormones and surgeries. And
how old was he at this point? Did you know? He said, does it, like, okay.
And so he did all these surgeries. He changed his name. He even shows pictures of himself as a woman. And then he just, I guess after 8 years, realized, you know, this isn't me. I don't feel good in myself. It's how a lot of people feel. Like, after years and years, you're just depressed. And you would think, like, transitioning would have made you happier because, you know, you didn't feel comfortable in your body before. You transitioned, you're supposed to feel comfortable, right? All these hormones and surgeries isn't going to change how you feel and how you perceive yourself. It's a mental thing. It's not a physical change that you need to change.
Plus, you got way more of your entire body than you do of just your genitals. Yes.
Yeah.
And those don't change. They don't change out your brain and how you think. They don't put a female brain inside of you. You still have the same feeling cells. Oh, did you know that your genes never change? You still have the X and Y chromosome, or the Y and Y chromosome. Yeah. Good luck.
People are doing nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was saying, like, the femininity, the masculinity that you're feeling or the femininity that you're feeling doesn't mean that you're in the wrong body. God made you in his perfect image. Why are you trying to ruin it?
Amen to that. That's what I tell everybody around the world.
So that was just a story that I found very interesting. I would say
so he transitioned back 8 years later, and then talk about how he's doing now. In his interviews with Candace Owens, was he on there? Okay, so how is he doing now mentally, emotionally, physically?
He even states that he's doing a lot better, and he hates that he went through all of that because he feels like his body is ruined. And he's been helping a lot of people. He has a website. He's been helping a lot of people around the world. Even parents try to, like, so that they can realize if it's going to happen. He even talks to doctors about it just so that they can realize that transitioning and taking all the surgeries and the hormones is not the first step that you need to take, because that's what the gender specialist that he went to in LA or something made him do and made him realize that, oh yeah, you're in the wrong body. I can help you. So he goes around and he helps a lot of people. And what I think is cool is he helps parents. And it's not just the people that are feeling like they're in the wrong body. He's helping parents so that they can notice and realize it.
That's awesome. So how did you feel for him?
I thought it was an incredible story, just because a lot of people won't admit it.
Yeah.
especially because of the humiliation after that, because he even speaks out still about, you know, the molestation from his uncle and the abuse from his parents. And he still talks about how his body is still ruined from those surgeries. But yeah, he said he's been 20 years sober because he became an alcoholic and all that, and it made him super angry. And he's been 20 years sober, happy as he's been. He has a wife, I believe, now. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So I have a question for you, Sierra. You're 18 years old and out of high school. You just graduated last year. Emotionally, compared to all the years of your teenage years, how do you feel right now?
I've actually felt most spiritually connected that I've ever felt in my life.
What about happiness, sadness, depression, confusion? How do you feel right now?
Happiest? Definitely.
Good.
Than all your other teenagers?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So this can happen even if you don't transition and retransition and a surgery. There are periods of our lives where there's confusion, changes, alterations in emotions, egos, thoughts, values. And then you grow out of those.
Yeah.
This guy probably grew out of it.
Like, he did, yeah.
And he couldn't get away from it because he's constantly taking drugs to try to change how he thought, thinks, feels. It's a very natural process.
It is. And yeah, I'm still, even today, like I'm still, you know, lost in like, what am I going to do now? Like, but that doesn't mean that.
Not about you as a person, right? Yeah, not about me. Not like, am I going to be straight or gay now or transgender or reaffirming?
No, but a lot of those thoughts is like people my age or even younger or older, like they're confused about what they're going to do in the future for their like career or anything. And it makes, and then all of that confusion just makes them go to the wrong person or the wrong person telling them that, yeah, you're just in the wrong body. Change and you feel so much better. And they believe that because it's what's getting fed through everything nowadays. I mean, everything. You can't pull out Instagram and not find on your feed something about medical doctors transitioning and gay people, whatever.
Yeah. And remember, we're not judging anybody for this stuff, but absolutely. When you read the book and read this, it's an eye-opener for you. All right, I think for the majority of the audience is probably most of us are, especially adults, and then people older than me, I'm 47 years old, are probably very confused at why children are even dealing with this or even considering this, because it wasn't even anywhere in their minds growing up. It wasn't in the newspapers. There was no social media. There was no cell phones. There were movies, TV, radios, but nobody ever heard transgender or the idea that we should change our identities or individuals are born wrong, like you mentioned a second ago. When we were off air, I said, this is what I often say from stages to audiences around the world. Shame on anybody who professes that God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and you believe God created you, and anybody who professes to be a true Christian. You supposedly believe and read in the scriptures that God made you. And not only made you, he made you in his image. Sierra, do you believe God is confused about what gender he is?
No.
Even if he has a gender, you think he wonders? No. Well, if we were made in God's image, that means in likeness, if that's the case, which we are, it would mean whatever we deal with physically, he has dealt with physically or mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. We're very similar. So when he created us, supposedly Protestants and Christians profess that God saved his greatest creation for last, which was our human bodies. And they state in the scriptures, the spirit of God and our spirit was put into the human body. And it's considered the temple of God. So how do you think, I'm not even going to speculate what God thinks, but God created the body. We profess to believe that's what he did. It's what the scriptures say. How do you think a parent of a child who knows they created this individual a certain way, I can only perceive he must be really sad knowing the upset, worry, confusion, anxiety, panic, emotional worries, sadness, depression, suicidal ideations, maybe acting out angry. I'm sure he did not intend the individuals who are on this earth to struggle with those things when he put them down here as a boy or a girl in the first place. I'm sure, like me with my own kids as a parent, I don't want my kids struggling, being confused with their own identity. And that's just me. I'm a man and I have a daughter and I have 5 children. Yeah. I couldn't conceive as a human being knowing I have children I brought onto this earth who are totally confused about who they are. And then wanting to change who they are. That's, to me, it's very odd. But from a Christian standpoint, which I am wrapped up very heavily into all things Christian around the world and the concepts of Christianity and God's ultimate knowledge, perfection, and creating human beings and the planet, plants, animals on this earth. I mean, if he created animals and he created men, for every animal species, there's a male and a female.
Yeah.
I mean, do animals struggle with gender affirmation?
They just struggle with what's their next meal.
Yeah, they just struggle with eating and shelter and running away from men with bullets and arrows and poison darts, you name it. All right, so anything else from the book you would like to share? Any other notes, statistics, revelations from Dr. Gillis?
Not necessarily. I was just excited to get to the one guy because his story is very inspiring, I think, to not only me, but to a lot of people who are struggling.
So did you read the book first and then see that story?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I was reading the book and I remember seeing an interview with him and Candace Owens, and immediately, just because his story is so similar to literally everything that she's talking about in the book, with how his trauma from a little kid, he was 4 years old when all this happened, influenced how he thought and who he went to in his adult life and ended up transitioning. And that's what a lot of kids are dealing with. Like, no matter, there's a lot of kids that are dealing with a lot of traumatic experiences, some more than others. And the way that we are getting this affirming care getting posted, and the fact that we have social media, like social media is much bigger than when it was when you're a kid.
There was no social media. There was no cell phones when I was a kid.
So now that social media, we have more than just the newspaper and the news. We got social media that everybody is on, and that's what they're professing as being right and normal and okay, especially to parents. That's been my hardest issue with is it's to parents, because I'm seeing little kids on TikTok getting cross-dressed and they think it's right because their mom or dad is telling them, oh, you look so cute, you look so pretty. And they like that. They like feeling loved, feeling pretty, but they don't know that it's wrong. I dressed up in your suits as a kid, and you were ever telling me, oh, you like how you feel in that suit? Oh, let's go to a doctor now, get you tested.
Let's go get you a body part that you don't have. Nope, I did not do that. All right, so what do you believe is the reason that in 2020 to 2021, there was a 70% increase very recently to gender reaffirming issues with teenagers?
People got locked in their houses, started feeling depressed because they couldn't get out, couldn't have actual relationships with people, also couldn't go to church, couldn't do a lot of what they were used to doing. And so they were losing touch with reality, and they're feeling lost, and they're feeling all these type of emotions that they probably hadn't felt before, like seclusion and everything. And then they were getting fed on the only thing that they had to be in touch. The only thing that we had during that time to stay in touch with reality was our cell phones and our TVs. And the only thing that was getting pushed through social media was honestly that.
Yep. And Sierra was in her first year of high school in 2020. She couldn't even experience high school. She couldn't even go to high school, locked down the whole time in her first year of high school. So she knows what social media was available to her. So that's what I was trying to get to, is they must have been pummeling people with this idea, right? So, yeah, I mean, how many people on social media see a post coming that 7-Eleven on July 11th is giving out free Slurpees, and then what does everybody do? They go get Slurpees. So it's because it's now on their mind, whereas it wasn't on July 10th. But all of a sudden now you're pummeled with all this stuff, and now everybody is showing up to get this. It's the same reason why I think everybody's now talking about reaffirmation and gender reaffirmation, is they're continuing to pummel you with this idea in the media, and you're seeing it 24/7. You can't get away from it. And so it's obviously a hot topic. Do you have any feelings or perceptions of why they would be pushing this agenda, or if it is an agenda? Is there in your mind, do you think as an 18-year-old that there's a systematic agenda in the media to push this narrative?
I think they're trying to take away as many people as they can from God, if you want me to be completely honest.
I do. Yeah. That's a very deep perspective, much deeper than what I was coming up with.
Really?
Yeah. My perception is that all the abortion talk and supportive laws to protect abortion's right and pro-choice movements, yeah, I also believe the LGBTQ movements, where you're pushing that narrative in the faces of everybody 24/7. Now, remember, I'm not judging anybody for this. I'm just saying I think that they continue to put in the media abortion rights, pro-choice rights, LGBTQ rights, and gender reaffirmation surgery, transgenderism. I think the whole thing is for one single reason.
To depopulate the earth?
I think it's to keep people from having babies. Yep. Because gay couples can't have children. They can go adopt them, but they can't create them. A transgender, surgically reassigned human is no longer fertile.
Yeah.
You cannot have a baby. There's no way you can do that. You just mutilate all the reproductive organs. There's no way you're going to have a child. So the more you can push this narrative, the fewer people are going to be born. The more abortion rights you give people and convince them that there's pro-choice and it's not even a baby at a certain age in the womb, you just take it out and kill it, mutilate it. This is taking more and more children from the earth, more and more procreating couples on the earth. This is another reason why I think the vaccine agendas are so essential to limit the ability of couples to have babies. There's only 1 in 3 couples now in America can have children. 1 in 2 in Canada can have children. Really, we were put on this earth by God. And what did he say in the Garden of Eden as he kicked Adam and Eve out? Your job is to go and multiply and replenish the earth. It is the most basic thing God created human beings to do. And now all of a sudden, half of us can't have children. There is a reason why they're creating this. The goal is to reduce the population. China started like 30 years ago. I remember learning that parents were only allowed to have 2 children. And if they had a child more than 2, the third was taken from them. Oh, really? This is not a new concept. This is a very communist social thing. Restrict how many people can be born on the planet. So there's a real agenda that has been put into writing by a group called the Club of Rome in the 70s. Or sorry, in the 60s. They actually wrote the world's population has to be diminished to 1 billion by the year 2050 in order for the earth to survive. They blame us humans as using up too many resources and the planet's going to die.
Yeah.
So climate change is another thing they pummel us with, and we're trying to convince us that there's too many people on the planet using up too many resources. This is why COVID-19 was blamed on climate change. Did you hear that? The bat would have never came out of the cave and coughed on people. It should have been hibernating in the cave in the fall of 2019. And seriously, CNN, Fox, and all these groups wrote, if it wasn't for global warming, the bat wouldn't have come out of the cave in the fall when it hibernates and coughed on a snake that then coughed on humans to make a whole bunch of people sick.
That's crazy.
So ridiculous. All right. So what's your message for families around the world and parents around the world, children around the world with this this gender affirming concept?
Get your kids the right care. Because you can't just eliminate trauma, but you can work with kids through it. You can't just tell them that how they're feeling, what they're feeling is correct. You need to not let your kid lead you either.
You want to recommend these kids go to a church or something?
Absolutely.
All right,
not even go to a church. I would say just open up the Bible and spend a couple minutes with God. Just a few. I promise it'll change your life. Change mine.
That's awesome. I love you, Sierra. You're awesome.
You too, Dad.
All right, audiences. I love you. I'm grateful for you. This is Looking for Healing Radio and an ideal that is pervasive throughout humanity right now, and particularly in industrialized nations, is this idea of gender affirming care, gender reassignment, surgeries, hormones, replacement, you name it. You need to spend time with your children. You need to love your children. Get them to know who they are. Be confident in who they are. Have a relationship with God, their creator. And this whole thing will disappear. It would be phenomenal. All right. We love you. We will see you tomorrow on more Looking for Healing Radio.